We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning, I'm Tyler Russell. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. And now that he's done doing his push-ups, are you good over there?
I'm good. I got them done. I do those every morning.
All right. We have Ryan Folland in studio. He's putting on a concert called K-Jam Wild Hearts that we're going to tell you all about. And I'm so pleasantly surprised. Every morning, Skong just kind of wanders in.
Hey, what's up?
You good? You good today?
So
it was Skong walks in at 7 o'clock. Hey, man. Sup? Like, why are you awake? What are you doing here? So Skong's going to hang out with us, too, because he supports this as well. So you have a concert this weekend. It's called K-Jam Wild Hearts, put on by Tex Kills this Sunday, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Tex Kills. What is that organization?
Well, Tex Kills is kind of the social responsibility to using technology. And, you know, Iconisys is where it all started. We do apps. We make smartphone apps. But kids these days are using apps. They're using their phones everywhere, especially in the car, and it becomes dangerous. So Tex Kills is all about an awareness of using technology in a positive way, not negatively, like text bullying people and things like that, and especially in the car. So today, these days, texting and driving is one of the main teen killers, and so we're trying to fight it with awareness, and this concert specifically is for teens by teens, so the message is coming from them.
Right, and it is an important thing, especially right now. It's a holiday. It's ski week. Kids starting to drive up to Mammoth, maybe Big Bear, something like that. This is a really important cause that probably goes in one ear out the other to kids. I mean, how do you reach them? How do you let them know how important and dangerous this really is?
Well, I think they all know, but they're just kind of secretly addicted to their phones. It literally like releases dopamine. It's just like a drug. And so they're in the car and they hear it or they just want to communicate. I mean, communication is so fast these days. But anybody, when they're driving, they get so irritated at the person next to them who's texting and driving and swerving. But then it's hard for them to self-regulate themselves when they've got to get back to that one person that's so important.
Right. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I think we all are a little bit. Armin, do you text and drive on occasion?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing a lot of running around. I'm trying not to.
Yeah.
Comes up and you say, hey man, call me, I'm driving, I got my Bluetooth on, give me a call. So it's, I think we're all guilty of it. It's just something we got to be more of aware of, because you see people running down the road about to crash into people with their phone in their hand.
Absolutely.
It's,
and every time
terrible.
You see somebody swerving, you can almost assure yourself, oh my god, they're holding a cell
exactly
phone. How old is your daughter?
She's 12. My son's 16.
Your son's 16.
He's just about getting his license right now.
So I mean, that's obviously a concern for you.
Yeah, and when you know, I'm trying to be a good parent, so whenever I need to text or someone texts me and they're in the car, I just pass the phone to them and go, hey, and I start dictating to them and they text for me while I'm driving. So that's my little thing.
By the way, we're holding a GoPro camera in here right now because we're shooting some viral video.
Nice.
Yeah, we actually, you know, we want to give a voice to people, and it's not about a top down. It's not about parents saying don't do this, because kids are just going to say, well, I'm going to do this whether you want me to or not. We want them to make the decision. So today we're announcing the launch of Text Kills TV.
This is the official, announcement?
This is the official launch.
Sweet.
All right. And it's just going to be a YouTube channel for people to be able to have a voice about, you know, if they want to vent because they got crashed into by somebody, or if they got, you know, bullied or cyber bullied, whatever it is, it's going to give a medium for them to do that. So it's, again, I think that the message of, you know, self-responsibility comes from within. And things are so viral these days, you know, giving a voice, I think, is what's important. And that's what the K-Jam is all about.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, why the venue of a concert? Why choose to do a concert to try to get this message out?
M-U-S-I-C. Music. It is by far the most connecting universal language that's out there. And so, you know, there's great teen bands, there's great talent out there, so it's really exciting to give them a stage. And and it's not just a bunch of old people pointing fingers saying you're doing something wrong. It's saying, hey, you know, let's all get together and have a great time, but spread the awareness amongst ourselves, because that's really where it happens. So it was kind of an idea, and we our first one had about 350 people show up. This one we're hoping for over 1,000. It's at the Kaleidoscope. And
there's enough room for it in there.
Oh, yeah. It's such a sweet space. I mean, you still have skate marks, and you've got like lowered ceilings and all kinds of...
Yeah, it's the old Sector 9 factory.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. So we're building a stage in it, and I think we're going to hopefully create this as a nice little new venue.
Well, we're excited to support you. Armin, in fact, is broadcasting this Sunday from it. We'll be out... Did you remember that?
Yeah, I know. We're going.
Okay, all right. I'm just
His
checking.
Eyes lit up.
He gave
like,
me like a,
let me
I
check
am?
The calendar.
Armin and I will actually be out there together. So we will have some tickets to give you for the show in a little bit here. Also, by winning those tickets, you get a chance to qualify to win a whole Fender Strat Pack that we thank you, Ryan, for donating to us.
Yeah.
It comes with two, like, mini didgeridoos and some bongos. It's all from Guitar Center.
Yeah, in Lake Forest, Ryan Parrish out there. He's super great. And just, you know, everybody's really rallying around the flag, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we do have this sitting in our studio, and we want to give it to somebody who wins these tickets a little later on. Right now, I want to showcase some of the music that's at this thing, because it's also cool, and we love this part of it, that it's mostly local Laguna bands.
Yeah.
A lot of youthful... I don't know, punk, emo-ish type local bands. And these guys are called Ugly Paint. They are from Laguna Niguel, right?
Right, Laguna Niguel area.
Do you know where they go to high school?
Somewhere around there, but they're all, I think they're all teens pretty much. They're all younger
Okay, cool.
bands.
Yeah, well, we ended up with a CD in our studio. The song, track 3 off Ugly Paint's No Hat, No Party, is called Fall. We'll be right back with the Tex Kills organization, Ryan and DJ Skong, here in a few moments. Again, is this weekend. It's called KJAM Wild Hearts. It's a show featuring what are some of the bands? Ugly Paint, who we just played, Crown Valley Parkway from around here, some of the others.
Yeah, well, Later Days, they're a little bit more, you know, okay. They've been around for a little longer. It's actually funny. We met them 3 years ago when we were doing our first tour of the bus, and they had signed the bus. They were pumped, so we reached out to them again. And Juicebox Bandits, those guys have okay. a lot of high energy. They're known to throw a juicebox during their scenes. During the shows.
I mean, naturally. I would expect nothing less from Juicebox Bandits.
Yeah.
Speaking of the bus, that's one of the cool programs you do, is you tour around with this big bus that is signed by over 70,000 people or something like that.
Yep.
That have pledged to not text and drive.
Exactly.
So what's the strategy with that thing?
Well, we bought the RV to take a trip out to Washington, D.C. for the National Distracted Driving Summit. And we were out there, and we stopped by a couple colleges, letting them know what we were trying to do when we were just forming the idea. And somebody was like, hey, can we sign your bus? And we were like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Sure.
But if you sign it, you agree that texting and driving is wrong. It's like, okay. And so, you know, 70,000 signatures later, we've done 2 tours, and we stopped by. And so whenever we go to an event or we're somewhere, we encourage people to sign the bus to make a commitment. Again, it's all about personal responsibility. You know, only you, Smokey says, only you can prevent forest fires. And TechSkills says only you can prevent texting and driving.
Right.
And it's also commitment to, it's evolved to text bullying, because kids at school are using their cell phones to to punch each other. I'm a martial artist, and I can block a kick, and I can block a punch, but I can't block a text message. So we've developed some cool technology for solutions to both those problems. Texting and drive, we've got an app called Drive Reply. It actually replies to you, like you were saying, but when you're mm-hmm. driving, the phone does it itself, and it sends a text message back saying, hey, I'm driving.
Right.
I'll get back to you. And then we developed Word Bully, which is a pretty innovative way to stop text messages based on, you know, flagged words before right. it actually gets to the intended target.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I don't really know why this hasn't been invented yet, but Bluetooth for phones has easily replaced the problem of talking and driving with one hand. Why can't you talk text in a car?
Well, actually, there is legislation that passed this January where you can talk text. But you still have that distraction. I mean, those people, you know, the technology's not there for the phone yet. I know, you know, I've got an Android and you can click on it, but still you're looking and...
Yeah, and it works very poorly.
Yeah.
If I'm like, Siri, I'll be there in 5 minutes. She thinks I want to pick up like a jar of pickles or something.
Right.
She has no idea what I said. All right, well, I look forward to that, but still, it's a distraction.
Yeah, and so the bus, back to the bus. The bus is great. Yeah. I mean, we go to schools. We're just at Laguna Beach High School, and how, you know, Mr. Billinger was awesome for letting us, you know, showcase there.
Right.
He wants to look at doing a, you know, not just a one-and-stop shop, but... doing something that really, you know, goes over a couple different times to get kids involved and making that pledge, seeing the bus. We were chosen by the Discovery Channel to be on Outcast Customs, and so now we're out there kind of giving some sponsors an opportunity. We're trying to turn the bus into a recording studio. We're trying to cut the back of the bus out.
Cool.
It'll go down so it'll be a stage.
Wow.
And we're trying to get it so we have touch panels on the side so you can sign digitally and then email it to yourself and get pictures and have a super, like, crazy
what
interactive
cool
kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
So, you know, we've got some sponsors that are pretty interested in that because it's great just exposure. And, you know, we're trying to set up something that might be duplicatable. I mean, imagine kids in a town getting together and, you know, showcasing their own talent in bands that, you know, throw text kills on it and just, you know, again, we're trying to create something here. I'd love for it to be like a little mini Warp Tour or something where, you know, creating a Battle of the Bands competition and getting radio stations involved. Because there's just, you know, the media and everything is so bombarded with negativity, you know, and to try to find something that's positive in there with such a negative thing that's going on right now.
Right.
And it, you know, how many people are going to have to really die and crash? And I mean, it's crazy. So we're trying to not be all morbid about it. We're trying to be fun and just, like, let's get rock star about it.
Yeah. Again, we're in with Ryan Folland. He's from Text Kills, an organization trying to end distracted driving, putting on a show this weekend at the Kaleidoscope on Sunday called Wild Hearts, KJM Wild Hearts. I think what you just said is the power of people dying from this is, you know, not to be morbid, but is the biggest thing. Those commercials, which I'm sure you've seen.
Yeah, AT&T's got a big push from
those commercials. And, you know, similar to what you do with the distracted driving simulator
right.
on your bus, people realize they play, what is it, Gran Turismo or something.
Yep, yep.
While they're trying to text something that you give them.
Yeah, if we can recreate a crash.
Right.
I mean, you talk to people that have gotten in an accident. Mr. Billinger. He was in a four-car pileup in the canyon because some girl was texting and driving.
Wow, yeah.
And the person actually was called out. Somebody was driving along and said, put your phone down. And she was on it, and then she ended up running into. And he's had all kinds of trouble with it. So it's like, if we can recreate an experience, it's like when you get caught speeding, you all of a sudden drive a little faster, drive a little safer, right?
Right?
So we're trying to recreate that. We've got little remote control cars and you know, the simulations. And ideally, it'd be great to get a real car out there and have like a super course where, you know... I don't know. You know, you can be distracted by drinking a water bottle and eating burrito while you're driving six shift. I mean, it's not just texting and driving.
Well, there's big ambitions for this organization, and we hope you support them like we do. Armin, you're going to be out at the thing this weekend.
Yep, we'll be there.
What do you bring into the KJM?
Just experience from being a dad and driving a lot with seeing people texting on the road and trying to support this great cause. I think it needs it. People need it. You know, people need to be educated.
Right.
It's pretty prevalent out there. You look around, everybody sees it. It's just...
have fun at a concert too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Sure. It'll be a fun gig and people can have fun and
in a really cool venue. That's what
the underlying message
about,
is great, you know.
Again, this Sunday, February 23rd, Kaleidoscope in Mission Viejo, which is the old Sector 9 factory, starts at 6:00. We will be out there. Tickets are only $10 and you can get them at textkills.org.
You know, textkills.com.
.com.
And then you know, we've got an Eventbrite, so it's kjamconcert.eventbrite.com. You can buy them. We've got VIP tickets now, so it's kind of cool.
All right.
For people that want a little bit of special treatment, wear a badge, get your own little area and everything.
That's cool. And if you do support this, this is a fundraiser for them and their effort to end distracted driving. Not a lot of people are doing this. I mean, there's the commercials and such, but on a local level, we really need something like this. So do support this organization. We do wholeheartedly, and we hope to see you at the show this weekend. Again, February 23rd. We do have a pair of tickets. Let's try to shell one of these out. Armin, is anybody awake in Laguna Beach right now?
I hope so. I hope all these kids at President's Day are maybe getting up, but they're probably sleeping in.
Yeah, it's ski week.
It's actually ski week. They're probably out in Mammoth.
They're already driving to Mammoth.
But if you're around, give us a call.
But but remember, they're all listening to you on the internet. On their app. Everybody is.
596 listeners right now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
We don't. It's the number is 715-5936. Again, 949-715-KXFM. Some tickets for you and your friends to go to K-Jam this weekend. Remember that by going, you're also qualified to win this Fender Stratocaster pack. We have two didgeridoos. We have bongos, a Fender Strat pack from Guitar Center. That's the really cool thing about going to the show this weekend. So K-Jam this Sunday, if you want to see a few cool bands, support this organization, call us at 715-5936. Anything else?
We've got the didgeridoo. I was curious if you had any didgeridoo skills.
We actually got an amplifier to plug into the didgeridoo for the board just so I could play it live over the air.
Awesome.
I've actually been playing it several times since you dropped it off.
Yeah.
And none of us can do it.
Okay.
But can you play it?
Yeah, I can.
We might have to do that next.
Yeah.
And hey, and just to, you know, let's mention social media here. Every time I hit this table, it like creates a big old boom.
You can't hit the table.
No hitting. I'm a physical guy. Yeah. But anyways, check us out on Facebook, right? TexKills.com. Facebook /TexKills. And same thing for these guys, this radio station. Just want to thank them. They've been real supportive. We got introduced off of a random coaching colleague from a dad from a band. And
it's cool.
Here we are. It's all coming to fruition.
Yeah, that's the thing about our community radio station. We appreciate what you're doing. So let us know how else we can help, okay? Again, that's Ryan from TexKills. DJ Skong's in here as well. And if, again, you want to call 715-5936, we'll have some tickets for this concert. Here is Sublime. Thanks, guys. We're KX93.5.